human family. Hi! We are soldiers of love. Almighty Father, Almighty Mother, we are soldiers of love. Greetings, my dear sisters and brothers. Greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 7th, 2015. Well, sisters and brothers, that is our beautiful sister Sade on tour in 2011 in support of her Soldier of Love album and single, teaching us that no matter how bad it looks, no matter the hills and the valleys, no matter what we go through, we must remain soldiers of love. The kingdom of God, the queendom of God that's in heaven, here and now on this earth, is love for the human family. Love for the poor, working class masses of people. That's the whole of the reason for putting our lives on the line, for suffering what we suffer, because we love the human family, and more specifically, we love the poor working class masses of people. So we want to struggle with this universe. We want to understand this universe. For in understanding this universe, we come to understand ourselves. And then we are able to lift out our impurities, lift out our faults and defects by the power of the fire of the scientific Christ, the sun disk within us. We burn and purge and transform our flesh, transform our mind, our consciousness, that we may clean ourselves of corruption and qualify ourselves to be the leaders and rulers in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven. Now look, let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. Verses 1 and 2, we have some science that we're going to attempt to go through as quickly as we can, but meticulously, slowly as we can. Remember, Genesis 1 and 1 is the Big Bang. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, the word God is Elohim. That word is plural. It's masculine and feminine. It means gods and goddesses. That is you, that is me, that is the whole of the human family, the whole of what would be the physical, visible universe. The whole of us are the children of the Almighty. The whole of us are gods and goddesses. And in the beginning, the word beginning has to do with the measure of time. There is no measure of time without time-space continuum. There is no time and space continuum until the birthing of the sun in between 13.7 and 4.5 billion years ago. That process is called Big Bang. The birth of light, the birth of sound, the birth of heat, the birth of energy, electricity. So the sun disk being birthed between 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago, and that sun disk, which is the scientific Christ, creates time-space continuum. And so that's the beginning of measuring days and nights and years and etc. That is the beginning of time-space continuum. So now, you and I within that construct are the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, who called ourselves into existence and played our part in the creation of heaven and earth. That was 13.7 billion years ago in the beginning. Now, Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, where the earth is without form. Remember now, the sun, after being born of darkness, being born of dark water, original matter, and being born of dark spirit original energy, that sun pulls on the hidden and unseen reality of the universe. That power that is hidden and unseen in the universe, which we call dark water, original matter, dark spirit, original energy. The sun pulls on that most powerful, hidden and unseen reality and gives form to the water. As the water passes through the sun, and the power of light and fire and heat and sound, that dark water, original matter, is given form and formed into the physical, visible, mass, matter, material, flesh universe. But verse 2 of Genesis 1 says, earth, and the earth represents mass, matter, material universe. Your and my flesh is from the earth. And here the earth is without form, meaning mass, matter, material, physical, visible, flesh universe is without form at this time in creation. So this puts Genesis 1 and 2 in front of Genesis 1 and 1 because the sun in the beginning gave form and created the heaven and the earth, giving complete form to heaven and earth, complete form to the physical, visible, mass, matter, material, flesh universe. But Genesis 1 and 2 is earth without form and void. And so this Genesis 1 and 2 should be in front of Genesis 1 and 1. Now, this takes us before the Big Bang of 13.7 billion years ago. That study of the universe before the Big Bang of 13.7 billion years ago, that study of the state and condition of the universe before 13.7 billion years ago is the study of string theory. Sometimes you hear in these days membrane theory. Dr. Gabriel Oyibo said wave theorem. So Dr. Gabriel Oyibo has studied all the theories and gone back to Africa. And in Africa, we said the watery waves of Noon. And we're going to get to that construct from Africa in due time. But the study of the universe before 13.7 billion years ago is the study of the universe before time and space. We want to know what occurred in the universe before the time-space continuum process of 13.7, 4.5 billion years ago, Big Bang, birth of the scientific Christ, the sun disk. We want to know deeper about that universe where the physical, visible, mass, matter, material, flesh universe was yet without form, yet void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And so the earth without form and void, that word void has to do with the universe empty. The universe is empty. Remember that one of the symbols of the universe is the circle or the zero with the dot in the middle. So we said four phases of the universe. The first phase is the universe, the womb, empty. The circle is empty, save for the singular dot in the middle. That is the universe empty. That is the universe void. That is mass, matter, material, as that dot without form. No form, and the space is empty. That's phase one. The circle is the womb, empty. That's the sacred divine feminine. The dot in the middle is potentially the seed of life, germ of life, potentially the mass, the matter, the material, but not activated. So the circle is empty. Phase one. Phase two is the circle or the zero filled with the mass matter material, because that dot has been activated and now the womb has, the masculine has begetted and the feminine has conceived, and now you have the mass matter material growing in the womb, and you and I and the whole of what would be the physical visible universe, we are in utero. All of this is yet before 13.7 billion years ago. Elijah Muhammad, the most honorable, talked about the process of that first atom of life, building the self up of the first atom of life 76 trillion years ago. So when the zero was empty, that's before 76 trillion years ago. Estimations into time eternal, which is time before time, which is time of God, time of goddess, because the child's time does not begin until the birth of the child. While the child is yet in the womb, that is the time of mother. That is the time of father. And so we, before utero, is before 76 trillion years ago, circle, zero, womb, empty, dot in the middle, not activated. When we are in utero, building ourselves up as the Elohim, as the gods and goddesses, as the body of Christ in the womb, that's in utero. In utero is a Latin term defined as in the womb. This means that that dot in the middle has been activated, and the seed of life, germ of life, is growing and being formed before being rendered complete and total formed. We are in utero now, growing as that child. And remember now, Jeremiah 1 and 5 said, teaches us that before utero, before we were formed in the belly, the Almighty already knew us. That's phase one again, circle, zero, womb, empty. We're already known by the Almighty. Our personalities, our character, characteristics, our talents, our attributes are known. Our faults and defects are already known by the Almighty. Then, 76 trillion years ago, begins phase two. We are in utero. We are in the womb of the Almighty, Mother, Holy Spirit, dark spirit, original energy. We are in her womb as that dark water, original matter, now activated. And so phase two carries you from 76 trillion years ago all the way to the Big Bang, which is phase three, the birth of the sun disk, which is the seed of life, germ of life, the atom of life, the birth of Ma'at, the sacred divine feminine, and the atom, the masculine, and Ma'at, the feminine, work together to pull on those waters, bring back order out of disorder and chaos, and render those waters transformed and cleaned. And then the final phase is phase four, and you have the total and complete rendering and completed total form of the mass matter, material, physical, visible, flesh universe. But the earth without form and void, teaching us of the space empty. We were without form. That's before 76 trillion years ago. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The word darkness, if I remember correctly, that word was masculine and feminine. Let me see. Maybe it's masculine. Let me see. Darkness was upon that. Yeah, the word darkness is masculine. But I want to see this word is deep, masculine and feminine. Yes, the word deep. So darkness was upon the face of the deep. We're describing this original state of the universe, which is expanse darkness. The water from which we came, dark water, original matter. The energy from which we came, dark spirit, original energy. That hidden power in the dark space of the universe that outnumbers the physical, visible universe to the tune of the ratio of 10 to 1. Darkness upon the face of the deep. The word face is masculine and feminine, and it is this word in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H, 8415. Tehom. Tehom.
The deep, the depths, the deep places, the abyss, the deep, the sea, the primeval ocean, which means the original time of the ocean, this original water, this dark water, original matter. Abyss is the grave, the womb, the original womb from which we came, the abyss. So we have a description of that original state of the universe, masculine and feminine, total and complete darkness, because the womb, the incubator of life, is the womb, is complete triple darkness. We want to really understand the universe. Understand that you and I are from that original reality of the universe. We are part and parcel from the original water, the original spirit, the original time. From that original ocean, that original abyss, that original womb, which outnumbers the physical world 10 to 1. We are from that original reality. Darkness upon the face of the deep. Now, that word face, is masculine, and let's hear the pronunciation in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H, 6440, Panim, Panim, Ksenius Lexicon, Penuel, Penuel, second entry, Peniel, Peniel.
This is defined as faces. The face of the physical visible universe. Every part and parcel of the physical visible universe is the face of the Almighty. The presence and person of the Almighty. Down to the animals. Down to the ground. And then you have the seraphim and the cherubim used. Now, I want to go ahead and come back to this face and seraphim and cherubim and get into more of the science that explains the scripture and the scripture that explains the science. I am finding that the scientific explanation of the modern day scientists who got their reasoning and wisdom and knowledge from the ancient Africans, this science explains scripture, and scripture explains science, and the scripture is from the same Africans. The Africans are the source of all scripture and the source of all of your modern day scientific literature. Now look, this is yet dealing with the state of the universe before utero, earth without form. That's the mass matter material universe as that dot in the middle of the circle, the zero, which is empty, because that dot, that mass matter material, that seed of life, germ of life, had not been activated. But when you get to, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, now we're getting into the womb and ourselves in utero, Because the Spirit is Mother Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Elohim. The Spirit of the gods and the goddesses. The word Spirit is Ruach. Hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H 7307. Ruach. Ruach.
Is defined, that's a feminine noun, because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine, is defined as, among many definitions, you have the definitions of wind, breath, air, gas, desire, will, character, energy of life, never referred to as a depersonalized force. Remember, the definition of energy is spiritual force that permeates the whole of the physical universe. That's from Einstein's theory. That energy accompanies the physical visible universe. But this energy is the original energy that gave birth to the secondary energy, Holy Spirit, not depersonalized, personal force. The energy of life, air, wind, gas. See, we are made of the original water and original air, and we are made of gas. We are made of fire. We are made of earth. The fire and the earth, the fire is born from dark water, original matter, and the fire is born from dark spirit, original energy, and the earth, which represents all mass, matter, material, physical, flesh universe, is born out of the work of the sun pulling on the original dark water, original matter, and the original dark spirit, original energy. Now, the Spirit of God, or the Mother Holy Spirit of the gods and the goddesses, the Elohim, which is you and me, we are the gods and the goddesses, our Mother Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. Oh, man. The word moved is this word in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H7363, Racheth, Racheth.
Is a verb, an action word. It means to grow soft, to relax, to hover. Now, in your Jesenius Hebrew Chaldee lexicon, we read this in further defining this word: to be soft, to be moved, to be affected, especially with the feeling of tender love, hence to cherish, with fear, with tremor, and to tremble. So this is Mother Holy Spirit now, moving on the face of the waters. The Spirit of God brooding over the shapeless mass of the earth, cherifying and vivifying. So this description is describing ourselves as that water, as the face of the waters, you and I, and the whole of the physical, visible, mass, matter, material, flesh universe are the faces of the waters, the faces of the dark water, original matter. That's you and me that Mother Holy Spirit is moving on. Oh, sisters and brothers, hi, of the human family, understand that the universe is the egg. The universe is the womb, that eternal womb. Mother Holy Spirit is that eternal womb, ever giving life, birth to life. So here, before 13.7 billion years ago, before the Big Bang, we're yet in that string theory type study. We're yet in that membrane type study. We're yet in that wave, watery wave of noon and womb of non-net type study. We're yet studying ourselves and the mass matter material universe in the womb of the universe in utero. We're not born yet. That birth, our birth, original birth, is the Big Bang 13.7 billion years ago. We are yet dealing with our condition and state and reality in the womb, not born yet, before 13.7 billion years ago, in the womb of Mother Holy Spirit. And now we're activated now. We're in utero. We're sometime after 76 trillion years ago and before 13.7 billion years ago. And Mother Holy Spirit, she's moving on you and me. Her spirit, her energy, her disposition is moving, and she's moving with love. She's moving and vivifying, energizing, pumping energy into you and me, pumping energy into that which would be the mass matter, material, physical, visible universe. And the firstborn of ourselves is that scientific Christ, the sun disk, but not yet born at this point, being energized, vivified, and pumped of energy and disposition, and pumped of the love of the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit. Dark spirit, original energy. She's pumping us with love. She's cherishing us as her children. She's moving on the shapeless mass. We're yet in that process of not having been born and given complete form through the work of the sun 4.5 billion years ago. We're yet in the womb. So in the womb, we're not yet totally formed. The brains have come into forming. And the brains are calling on all of the other part and parcel and facets of the body, which will be born as the sun disk first, and the sun disk going back and pulling everything else and everyone else that will be in the physical, visible, flesh, mass matter, material universe. Oh, this is so beautiful. And so we are yet in that period of time in utero, in the womb of Mother Holy Spirit before 13.7 billion years ago. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.